What's up, everybody? This is Rome. We got Aaron. This is college football. We're recording Wednesday night. This is when we get Aaron's college games of the week. We are entering week 13. We got two more weeks of the regular season before it's just conference championships and whatever goes on, bowl games, and you know, however many schools are going to complain about the college football playoffs. Aaron has for us 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Another manageable week of 9 games to watch. I think there's a lot of unranked teams on here, man. I couldn't find the rankings for these guys, but
yeah, I mean, I threw a couple games on there. I mean, I threw up Cal Stanford. That's up in your area, Rome. Always a big game up in that area. So, you know, it has relevance to the show. Just like next week, UCLA-USC will be on the games of the week to watch. I like a good rivalry game, so
I always give my UCLA team a good chance, but without Chip Kelly, who won last year? I don't even remember last year.
USC won last year. I mean, the last year of Chip Kelly, I believe the Bruins won. I think the Bruins won like 4 of 6 under Chip Kelly, something like that.
Yeah, they did.
They were
doing
pretty good in that series.
Yeah, and then Deshaun Foster took over.
Yeah, when he get a $5 million buyout?
Six.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad.
Not.
Probably more than he made in his NFL playing days, at least contract-wise, years-wise.
Where did he play?
Carolina. That's where I remember him. Maybe, I think Deshaun Frost is probably going to go back to the high school ranks. I think that's where he's probably going to end up coaching again.
Really?
Yeah, I believe he was coaching high school football.
Where at?
They got a position coach with UCLA, and then that, so, obviously the head coaching gig. So I think he'll go back to the L.A. Unified School District and coach somewhere there again.
Look at Chip Kelly, man. He could have stayed at UCLA. Everything would have been probably doing a lot better. But he went to Ohio State, got that chip, took off. Everyone thought that, you know, Ohio State might fall off. They look better than ever, even better than last year. He went to Vegas. Okay. Everyone thought him and Pete Carroll were going to turn around that program. I don't think Pete Carroll's coming back next year. I don't think Chip Kelly's coming back next year. It's a one and done, just like the good old NCAA basketball years of one and done. Remember that era?
Yeah, the one and done, you're supposed to win, though, Rome, not lose. Yeah, that was the difference between those eras. One and done was you got to like the Elite Eight, Final Four. And now these guys are in the bottom four.
One and done explains my dating life. 1 week, and then I'm done. I'm out.
Nothing wrong with that, Rome.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a first-time experience with a woman and get rid of her afterwards.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dating's tough, dude. In your late 30s, post-divorce, with a kid.
It's not that dating's tough. You just have to be fully committed to a relationship and marriage. That's the only thing.
I'm committed to a relationship and marriage. I don't think women are committed to a relationship.
I get
marriage.
The opposite. I
That's
get the
thing.
Opposite, Rome. They all want to marry me.
That's how women used to be with me. Like, I remember like the psychiatrist I dated when I was like 26. She was like mid 30s, entering her 40s. She wanted to lock me in and have me lock her up or knock her up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lock
her up too, but you know, that's after hours.
Now, that's the baby mama. We got to lock her up.
And don't let her out.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about college football playoff selection, because we were talking on the phone earlier today. I, along with many other people, were kind of shocked that Notre Dame was above Alabama. They are in the AP rankings as well. And you look at the quality wins Alabama has, far superior than to Notre Dame, but then if you look at Notre Dame, they've been consistently at least winning the same way, and that's blowing out their opponents and at least looking good, which is what you want out of a good school. Both their losses are against ranked teams, so that looks even better. Miami, a lot of chatter still that they got that head-to-head. I don't think, you know, Miami's a good team, but I don't think I wouldn't miss them if they missed the college football playoff. Let's just say that. There's been a better representation at that conference. But the Alabama-Notre Dame thing, though, you know, Notre Dame has, okay, a decent win against USC. They got, they did kick Pitt's ass. Yeah, that was pretty convincing. Maybe that's what did it. And Alabama just barely lost against Oklahoma. Like, that was a tough loss. They've only had one bad loss. And was it really that bad? Because it was when Florida State started off hot. And honestly, that's just been Florida State's MO the last 2 years. They start hot, and then they fall off just as fast. So, because it's in the beginning of the season, I don't put as much stock on that loss as maybe you would, as we were talking about. But nonetheless, though, Alabama's now on the brink, and it kind of changes things up, whereas Notre Dame, it's safely in there. And I really don't think, being an independent school, they should be in that position when I think there's, like, better teams. Maybe not better, but at least more deserving teams.
So you think more deserving teams over Notre Dame? So you're saying, I mean, I'm looking at the rankings. I mean, Miami's obviously on the outside looking in right now. They do have the win over Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you made the argument you don't take a lot of stock in the first game of the year. Well, guess what? Notre Dame, Miami was first game of the year. They got the win over USC. I mean, Miami really slipped up when they laid an egg Friday night. We've talked about it before. ACC but Friday night.
Louisville's a good. They gave that game away more than they lost it, right? Carson Beck
had four turnovers.
Four interceptions, yeah.
Two of them on tip passes.
Oh, my God.
But they came out flat after a bye week.
It was flat, dude. They came out really bad.
So, really, I mean, I think the argument can be made either way. It doesn't really matter who's 8 or 9. It's just seeding. Both teams still need to win out to get into the playoff. I mean, I started looking deeper into it after you mentioned it, Roman. I mean, we talked about Alabama. Okay. I said Alabama. Look, Alabama got whipped by Florida State. They just got manhandled in that game.
What was the score in that one?
It was 31-17, but the optics don't look good. Alabama got beat. Remember, we were calling for Kellen DeBoer. People were calling for his job after week one.
That was pretty quick, actually. I remember that. We probably have a clip out there, actually. This guy should get fired. Get him out of there.
I think we're saying Kellen DeBoer would be more perfect for, like, a Penn State. Obviously, they're still looking for a coach. So, Kellen DeBoer, if you're interested, maybe you go to Penn State.
I actually think Kellen DeBoer is going to do okay in Alabama.
I think he's fine. Kellen DeBoer is a really good coach.
Yeah. No, the fact that he's riding that ship, it's him and Ryan Day. Like, their fans are, like, they're never going to live up to Tressel
Did Tressel ever win a national championship at Ohio State?
I don't think he did, but I like Tressel, though. He had, like, a swagger. He was, like, a skinny little white guy.
I like Tressel.
Well,
I
mean, polished.
He got in trouble for the stupidest stuff. Remember, you know, Ohio State was giving out free tattoos and whatever else they were giving out for free. But it was such BS. It was, like, $1,500 in free
shit.
It's
so funny how
guys are making that a week now.
That has ruined so many guys' careers, like, as an athlete and as a coach. And now that happens on the regular. Like, that is fucking retarded.
It was happening then. It was just somebody basically ratted you out, right? Like, somebody didn't like Jim Tressel. Maybe he lost to Michigan one of those years. And someone's like, you know what? I'm going to rat him out because he's giving free tattoos to, I can't remember the quarterback's name off the top of my head, but
I actually liked Tressel as a coach, and I didn't root for Ohio State particularly, but I did root for Tressel. I just didn't like Maurice Claret. Remember that? I didn't care for him at all. It was
Claret
too much.
So that's the year they did win the Natty. Remember, they won the Natty Claret's freshman year. Tressel was the coach. I want to say
they didn't want to give him the Heisman because he was a freshman, but now
and they didn't want to let him go pro because he was only 19. Remember,
but now
he followed that suit.
Well, and it was so dumb, dude. It was so dumb. Football is the one sport, like, yeah, dude, just do your 3 years.
Yeah, football is. I mean, there's a very, yeah. I was thinking about this because we're talking about NBA guys and now because more guys are going to stay in college basketball because of NIL. But I mean, really, if you look at college football,
it's actually good for basketball. NIL is better
for
basketball than it is for football.
It's great for the college basketball because the one and done, like you mentioned before, Rome, like, that's kind of out the window unless, like, you're a top 10. You can stay in college basketball and make $5-6 million over 3 years.
Dude, did you hear about the 39-year-old playing in D1?
I mean, Rome, I'm not playing D1 anymore, so I don't know what they're talking about, 39.
Dude, there's a guy that's like 39, 40. He's our age, and he just got an NIL deal, and he's playing right now.
What team?
I can't remember, but it was making headways because even Damian Lillard the other day is like, hey, I still have a year of eligibility left at Weber State. Does that mean I get to go back if I retire for the NBA and just make like a cool?
Well, that's a great question. Does LeBron get to go to Ohio State because he never went to college? So is he eligible?
Yeah. No, right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen because it just makes it somewhat of a joke. But
joke, yeah.
I mean, I like NIL for college basketball. College basketball is really suffering because the G League came along and guys were skipping college to go to the G League and get paid and get kind of that experience.
Or international. Yeah. Who's the one that they did it pretty well. I don't remember who it is, though, in the NBA.
Was it Lonzo Ball was the last one? Because remember, he didn't go to college. He went to...
He did go to the G League, and he was actually pretty successful doing that.
He played international for like a year.
Yeah. He actually pulled that off. But then you have... what's his face?
Or LaMelo Ball, excuse me.
Yeah. Lonzo came with a broken leg to the Lakers. Ugh, dude, that fucking draft. I don't want to... Do not bring up that draft, dude.
I
don't
want to
talk about it.
I had the recipe to fix the Lakers, but they don't listen to me. So I'm
you
not
were actually on point on that team that year. I was like, you know what, dude, I gotta get me an Aaron as like a GM. You know, like
we gotta get our guy Nick on when we do an NBA pod because he has connections to the Kings. I'm actually calling the Kings up. I need a job because they're so terrible. They need to hire me as a consultant. I work on the cheap. He's got connections of ownership.
Really?
With ownership. Wow. The connection is deep.
Jesus.
It's a deep connection, Rome. It's as deep as a connection as we have inside any organization right now.
Well, I used to know like the assistant general manager for the Lakers. His son partied a lot in Irvine.
Yeah. We know what goes down in Irvine.
A lot of cute Asian girls in Irvine. Had a great
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I didn't go to Irvine, but I partied there a lot. Thanks to my friend Ray, who you played NJB with.
Yeah, I know Ray.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah. Good guy. Good. Yeah, he's a better guy than us, that's for sure.
I'd hope so.
All right, so college football playoff, you got Ohio State 1, Indiana 2, Texas A&M, and then Georgia. I don't really have a problem with that. Texas Tech follows at 5, Ole Miss at 6, which a lot of clatter has like been picking up with the Lane Kiffin thing. We already put out our pod before everyone else started talking about that. Oregon follows, which the committee is not really liking Oregon's team, and they've kind of expressed that. There's a lot of doubt that they came and beat USC this weekend. Then Oklahoma, big win against Alabama, kind of shook things up, but it gets them in the playoff now.
Oklahoma has a lot of big wins, man. You win at Tennessee and at Alabama back-to-back in the SEC, that's big wins.
And they lost a tough one to Texas when they had half a quarterback when they came back a little too early from the
they beat your Michigan team early in the year as well. Oklahoma has a lot of good wins.
I like Michigan. All right, I will always root for Michigan. Not yet sold on their head coach, but then you got
not sure why Michigan's 18 in this college ranking. I guess we'll get to that.
You think too high or too low?
Too low. I mean, Texas ahead of them.
I don't like that actually.
Georgia Tech ahead of them. Look, Georgia Tech got
how
whipped
good
at
is
NC
Georgia
State.
Tech? What's the score?
They got Pittsburgh this weekend.
They did get whipped. It was a pretty bad.
They got whipped pretty handily by NC State. They got like beat by like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
NC State just got destroyed by Miami. So that's why Miami fans are even getting louder.
And then they were heavily favored in that game too, Georgia Tech, I think.
They were about a touchdown favorite because I remember Jason took them. It's part of the run he's on right now.
We're not going to go into that. You know, it's so funny. Like, I may not know my picks, but I definitely know when I don't like another pick, and I've been right about Jason's
picks. I would agree with that.
I don't know about mine, but...
There's picks you make that I don't like. There's picks I make that you don't like. I mean, it goes three ways here, let's be honest.
It does.
I haven't liked the last 2 Georgia Tech picks by Jason. I do like Georgia Tech this week. We'll get into that later because they do have Pitt and they're at home. This is their first home game in a while. So okay. I'm looking at the ring. I would have Mississippi ahead of Texas Tech.
Okay.
Because Mississippi's only loss was...
Wait, where is Mississippi?
They're number 6. Texas Tech is 5.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because Ole Miss. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Ole Miss. So Ole Miss's only loss was against...
It was a tough one. Was that Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah. In the final minutes.
At Georgia, yes.
Yeah.
And Texas Tech got beat by Arizona State.
But that's a tricky team, though. We already knew that.
Yeah, I mean, a tricky team. But, I mean, the better loss is at Georgia. Let's just be honest. SEC is way tougher. So, I would have Mississippi ahead, Ole Miss ahead of Texas Tech. But I do like Texas Tech.
Yeah, Ole Miss has a chance to get a first round bye, so I think it's kind of lining up for them to get to win out and then pass one of these other guys at the top. One of these other guys is going to lose. No one's buying Indiana.
I like Indiana. I mean, that win at Oregon's impressive.
Texas A&M, a lot of people were talking about they look pretty vulnerable, even saying Texas has a shot at beating them. I don't know, really, because just Texas having a down year.
Well, they're having a really, really down year.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a story today, which, you know, some fake news that Sarkisian was looking maybe to leave Texas. That's not happening.
That's not happening.
I mean, he's going to have to get fired and get bought out. He's not leaving. So I don't know who's breaking that stupid story.
Yeah. And then I guess the weirdest thing was that they switched out South Florida for Tulane, and guys like Feinbaum has been saying like this is like putting like a AAA league team into like the majors for the playoffs. So I don't know. I haven't seen too much of Tulane. I think that was like an outside pick I made earlier in the year.
I like Tulane. I mean, I think there's still a case to be made for South Florida and what is it, James Madison?
James Madison actually has a really strong strength of schedule. I think it's like in the top 30 in the whole country, and they only have what, one loss?
Correct.
Which is pretty crazy.
And that was at Louisville, of all places.
So compared to strength of schedules versus everybody else, they should be up in like the top 10, most definitely.
Yeah, so let me look at
they're not getting a lot of love.
James Madison here. Yeah, James Madison's not getting a lot of love. North Texas not getting a lot of love. I mean, they were blown out by South Florida. South Florida has some impressive wins. They have a tough loss at Memphis. They won at Florida. They've won at North Texas. I mean, it's interesting. The Group of Five doesn't have that team that just kind of distinguishes itself like Boise State did the year before.
Yeah, but they're good, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the Group of Five.
It's kind of weird because this year there's actually like four or five good teams in the Group of Five.
Correct. And last year I think there was maybe two or three, but Boise State was just so much better than everybody. I mean, Boise State played Oregon, lost by what, like 1 point?
Yeah.
And won the rest of their games pretty dominant, so they were kind of the clear-cut favorite. Boise State was the early-on favorite this year, and then South Florida beat them in the opener. And then Boise State just, you know, they've been up and down. Notre Dame's taking it to them. They got beat last week by San Diego State. San Diego State, remember, they were in the mix before I told you Hawaii was going to kick them to the curb, and they did that 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So I like Tulane. They lost in Mississippi. They had a bad loss to, it looks like, the University of, South Alabama? You know, anybody named Alabama sometimes can just sneak up on you and beat you.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But Tulane's... I wouldn't mind if Tulane's in the playoff. I wouldn't mind if South Florida gets in or James Madison. I'm okay with either one of the three.
Yeah. Agree. All right. Cool, man. I think I'll do it for the playoff.
I mean, Miami, they've got to hope, I guess, Pitt wins and then Pitt loses. And Miami's got to hope for a lot of things to happen. Miami controlled their own destiny. They gave it away against Louisville and SMU. Notre Dame has won every game since after losing those two games early in the year, which we said they had to win out. They still need to win out. Oklahoma controls their own destiny. Alabama, a lot of teams control their own destiny. They just got to win out.
100%.
And Lane Kiffin, hey, guess what? You control your own destiny and where you want to coach. We'll see where you end up. I think he's gone maybe, but I don't know. It's 50-50. Lane Kiffin, I think, is wakes up. It depends on what side of the bed he wakes up on.
Dude, there was like a crazy article saying how Al Davis was right about Lane Kiffin, and we're going to find out if Al Davis is right about Lane Kiffin, how he's just like wishy-washy.
I think he is very wishy-washy.
And he's never really stayed at any program way too long. Like, this is barely his fifth year there at Ole Miss. And
this is his only successful run. I mean, he had a good two, three years at Florida Atlantic, but
he did.
Florida Atlantic. That's nothing big.
Well, they just reviewed like
Tennessee. He walked away from Tennessee after 1 year.
Well, it's a good year
for the Raiders gig, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. USC then, fired him on the tarmac. He got off the plane there at the airport. They fired him.
That was not good, but honestly, no one did better than him after that. and then Saban fired him days before the national championship game because he thought he was more focused on his new job. I think was that
at Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, and Alabama lost that national championship game. That's when their offense was like humming along, and then they lost their offensive coordinator, almost like a little Detroit Lions esque. I don't know that that might come bite my my Detroit
Lions. You got to be happy Jason ain't on this show because I think you're going a 5-minute rant on that one right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lane Kiffin, I'm going to agree with Al Davis on that one because Lane Kiffin, he just, I think if he goes to Florida LSU, he's not going to last long there just because those teams go through people. They just, it's too difficult. I mean, Urban Meyer, probably top five greatest college coaches in the last 30 years, up there with Saban, up there with...
He has done well everywhere he's went except for the pros, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no one's done good with the pros or the Raiders since Gruden left.
Yeah, Saban did okay.
Let's just be honest. So
his record
was
wasn't
one year
great.
In Miami. What was he 8-8?
It wasn't that bad though, dude. It was a bad team. And then if you remember, that was the year that they were supposed to get Breeze, and for a reason, Breeze broke his arm.
The doctor wouldn't clear him,
and then he ended up going to the Saints. That changed everything. That changed. Well, that was like one of the biggest what ifs.
You got one of those Miami doctors that are usually performing plastic surgeries, and you got the voodoo doctor in New Orleans. The voodoo doctor will clear you for anything. They got medicine for everything over there, Rome. He looked at the x-ray and he looked at Sean Payton. He gave him the thumbs up. The guy in Miami looked at him and said, hey, even plastic surgery can't fix this shoulder.
That's
he
crazy,
gave him the thumbs
right?
down.
Like, no just, team approved of signing them, and then Saints were like, fuck it, let's do it. And then he...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like it's kind of like that Williams guy that the Lakers rejected the trade for. He's balling in Phoenix right now.
Is he?
He's doing good in Phoenix. I mean, the Suns are playing pretty good ball.
Okay. Okay, how about DeAndre Ayton? Killing it with the Lakers, dude. He even looks happy in the post-game, interacting. Good vibes in Lakerland, dude. I love this team. This is an exciting team.
I mean, DeAndre Ayton's only happy when he's on a winning team. When he was on the Suns, they were winning. He was happy. He went to Portland.
He didn't play this good, though.
I haven't watched him close
enough. Lakers are tapping in. Like, I don't know, man. JJ Redick. Oh, my God.
Look, man. I keep hearing everybody on Lakerland talking about how great they are.
I don't jump on it. They're not great, all right?
I keep hearing
they're gonna struggle. They're going to struggle against very athletic teams. They got worked the other day. I can't remember who.
OKC beat them by 30. And OKC will just beat them in 5 games in the playoffs like nothing.
We don't need to face them, dude.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You're going to have to. If you're going to want to win the West, you're going to have to go through OKC.
Someone else has to knock them out.
I mean, I wish we had done an NBA preview because, OKC's 15-1. They're going to win 70-plus games. I'm on record for it.
Yeah, I said that. You and Chase and Texas, I think they might win 70. Yeah, no shit. They're playing this game.
I think the question is, do they beat the 73-9 Warriors record but actually finish with a title?
Probably.
Because it's one thing to win the record, but you got to close it with a title. The greatest team in NBA history did the Bulls 72-10 record. 73-9 Warriors lost in a game 7.
You know, it's funny. The physical therapy session I was at today. It's in Emeryville. They have a whole bunch of Warriors stuff on the fucking walls. I'm staring at this thing because it says back-to-back unanimous decision. I'm like, what? I'm like, who made this poster? There's nothing about unanimous
What is this, the AP poll? What are we in the college football rankings? Yeah.
It listed 53 wins, whatever, straight at home. It's obviously over 2 years, but they were like adding like 2 seasons, even though it's talking about 1 season. 53 straight home wins. There's not 53 home games in a fucking season.
Carry over from 1 year to the next? I don't think the Warriors won 53 home games in a row. That's impossible.
That's what it said. I don't know.
I gotta look that up.
I go back next Tuesday. I'm gonna take a picture and we have to like fact check this thing. And I'm gonna tell them like, look, man, they did not get back to back because this 73 year, 73 and
they did
and,
win back to back. Durant and those guys did win back to back
when they won 73.
No. Because Durant wasn't on that team. Remember, they lost, and then they got Durant, and then won back-to-back. So they won one, I think they ran it back, got beat in the finals. Then they got Durant and won back-to-back. They were going for a three-peat, and then remember Durant tore his Achilles. And then they lost to Toronto. That's when Kawhi and those guys won.
I was staring at this poster, and it made no sense.
They didn't win back-to-back titles. I just don't remember the years.
I just feel like
17, 18?
Yeah, this poster made no sense. And then it listed like MVP and like stats. It doesn't even list like Steph Curry. It was just not a good... Anyways, all right. This is like the most tangent of a tangent pod we've ever had so far. Probably because we actually get to have 2 cents because Jason's not here. Jason's shots fired, bro.
Hey, you better press that button that says like I'm sorry or whatever kind of buttons you got behind the screen.
Can't get a word in sometimes. His Bears are in first, though.
He'll be ready to rock and roll tomorrow.
I've been sending him so many memes. So many hilarious memes, man. All right. Let's get into it then, because it's already been like 25 minutes here. Oh, my neighbor's asking me to go corral his dog. His dog just broke out of his apartment. But we're doing a pod right now, bro.
What, is he in the hallway? He's not going to get far.
He's on the 7th floor. I'm on the 3rd. But,
what kind of dog do you got?
It's a big dog, dude.
Oh, big boy.
It's a big dog. And I just feel bad for big dogs that are living like in apartments, dude. Like,
they need a yard, man.
I feel bad for this guy.
I feel bad for any dog that doesn't have a yard to go out in the middle of the night.
This guy's lazy, dude. This guy's just hangs out in his bed all day.
Honestly, the only time that I've seen your dog happy, Roman, is when he was here. I mean, the guy had a big smile on his face. I mean, he could have taken a photo.
He loves everybody's house. He loves my sister's house. He goes out in the backyard, starts fighting with the other dogs. He has a good time here.
Because he doesn't have a backyard, man. I just don't think. I don't think he should be.
We have a pool.
It's not the same, man. It's not the same.
Pool view, fireplace.
It's not the same. That's like a vacation setting, not a home setting for a dog.
It's a vacation setting, yeah. All right, games of the week, week 13. We got some solid games for you. We're going to break it down really quickly. All Saturday games?
Yes, there are games Friday, Rome. I just, I couldn't have said watch Florida State versus North Carolina State. I just couldn't put it in the Friday's games. So I will personally be watching it. But for the audience, I might save them the embarrassment of probably watching Florida State lose again.
Against who?
North Carolina State. And then you got UNLV Hawaii. That should be an interesting game.
Really?
I just wanted to keep this list simple. Let people go out and enjoy their Friday. Last Friday before Thanksgiving coming up. So,
well, I got no family, so I got nothing really to be doing on Friday, Thanksgiving. See, chilling.
Black
I'll find
Friday,
some bar.
You can watch some Netflix games and some Black Friday, Eagles, Bears. Go to like a Bears bar. Don't you have a Bears bar you were mentioning over in your area?
Yeah, that's where I do stand up at.
So Black Friday, they'll have the Eagles.
They actually don't have good TVs, though. I just don't get any bar that has like a half color TV. Like, dude, it's $200 now for like a pretty solid like 50-inch screen.
Yeah, there's some places that just
change those out every 2-3 years. It's over the generation where you keep a TV for 10 years. All these bars should be changing them out like pretty often. Like once you get a nice LCD screen or whatever it is, you're good for a few years.
Typical sports bars rule. I mean, like Keen's Fish House Grill over here, they got to change their TVs out. Cheesecake
really?
Factory in Riverside by the mall, they got to change their TVs out.
Really?
Yeah. Just totally outdated.
I would like to open up my own sports bar and like do it right. Like I have yet to be like a right sports bar.
I think there's a lot of things that could go, you could do with a sports bar.
My favorite sports bar, though, I remember living in Southern California, was a Tilted Kilt. Is that still around?
I believe they still have one in Chino Hills.
Oh, dude.
And I think there is one also in either Anaheim or City of Orange.
Yeah, I remember like they had like 3 or 4 at least when we were going to college, but like it was like Hooters and like BJ's, but
Hooters is no more.
I know. Well, they're making a comeback. The original owners just bought back into the Hooters thing, and they're trying to revamp it, but I don't know. Anyways, yeah, Tilted Kilt. All right, so we start off with...
I did like the Tilted Kilt.
That was good. That was good. BYU, Cincinnati.
Yeah, BYU, Cincinnati, Rome. Last week, you were on Arizona +6 against Cincinnati. They won that game outright. BYU, yep. is playing for their playoff lives. They got to keep winning out to get back into the Big 12 title game to face Texas Tech, in which could be a possible rematch to decide who gets that automatic bid in the playoff. I like BYU here, -2.5. Cincinnati's quarterback, he's banged up. He's a dual threat quarterback, but he's got a bad ankle. It's been bothering him the last couple games. That's why Cincinnati has struggled to score as many points offensively. BYU is better than Arizona, and they're defensively, they're pretty good. Physical, they can score points. I like their quarterback, Bear. Some people list him as a 265-pound QB of a man out of Marietta, California, locally down here. I like BYU here, -2.5, to continue their winning ways and knock off Cincinnati.
How tall is he?
Good question. Probably 6 foot, 6'2", in that range.
Nice.
I don't think he's 265. I think he's like 240, but Pat McAfee claims that he's 265. So,
all right. All right, cool. So BYU by 2.5 against Cincinnati. Tennessee, Florida,
big rivalry game here. This is Florida's first home game since firing Billy Napier. Remember, they had the game against Georgia in Jacksonville, the greatest cocktail party ever. Then they went to Kentucky. Then they went to Ole Miss. First home game. Tennessee hasn't played a road game, and God knows who win. I like Florida in an upset here. Florida's going to get up for this game. Home game, 110,000 screaming Gator fans down there in Gainesville, Florida. Tennessee's not going to know what hit them. I like the Gators here, +4 to win outright against Tennessee.
Interesting. Okay. I don't have to think about that one. All right. So we got Pittsburgh, who is now unranked after that shellacking to Notre Dame last week. Top end, these AP rankings, man, they just like throw you off the cliff.
Well, Ron, they're not like your ranking where you don't drop 4 spots. They just kick you out.
They do. I've been breaking my own rules this year, like the kind of adjust for like the what's happening. But Pittsburgh against number 16 ranked Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, both control their own destiny here in the ACC. Win out, you get to the ACC title game, which gives you a chance at the automatic playoff berth. Pittsburgh, Rome, we saw last week against Notre Dame, did not look good. Georgia Tech's been playing a lot of road games here lately. Lost that game we mentioned against NC State. Tough win last week against Boston College. I love Georgia Tech getting back home. Pittsburgh's young freshman quarterback. We showed you last week, if you play press man coverage, they don't really have a throwing game. Their main running back has a bad ankle as well. Yeah. I like Georgia Tech to roll here. I talked to GT. He said, put a dime on it. That means $1,000. Give me Georgia Tech -2.5.
All right, GT, man. Dude, I remember rooting for GT at your house when we were kids.
Yeah.
Missouri against Oklahoma.
Yeah, some people might call this a bit of a trap game. Oklahoma's going back home after beating Alabama and Tennessee. Again, they haven't played at home in here in a month. Missouri coming off their biggest win since they've gone to their third string quarterback, the true freshman. They pit an ass whooping on Mississippi State. Their running back, Hardy, rushed for 300 yards. Well, guess what? This ain't Mississippi State's defense, Hardy. This is Oklahoma, big bad Sooners. I like Oklahoma to roll here against Missouri. Freshman quarterback on the road in Norman against this defense. John Mateer, they're going to have a nice game. Oklahoma wins by at least 10. Give me the Sooners -7.5.
Yeah, they're home. They just had a coming up like their biggest win of the season.
Got to beat Missouri. Got to beat LSU to get to the playoff. It's on 100%. The line. We talk about teams controlling their destiny. Here it is.
Yeah, I think they're serious. They're actually like they look like a really good team. So, all right, California and Stanford, game of the week here.
Game of the week in the Bay Area, Rome. The band is on the field. Guess what? Stanford's going to need the band on the field to stop California because Cal, coming off a bye week after beating Louisville, Stanford's probably one of the bottom 5-10 worst programs right now in Division I football. They are god-awful.
Still?
God-awful.
They've had some big wins.
If you call that Florida State win when the goal line camera was 2 yards away from the true goal line, I don't know. I don't know how you can be an academic school and can't get the measurement right on that. Something's fishy, Rome. Something was fishy.
They purposely disconnected that camera, dude.
Somebody, Andrew Luck went down there and was like, you know how he does, fucking
that footage disappeared so quickly. I'm like, and I heard the broadcast, like, well, we usually have a camera at the goal line. Like, how come it's not there? Like,
the only camera they showed us was two wide receivers in Florida State in the end zone blocking the football. I don't know what that was all about. Yeah. So because of that BS, I like Cal here. I've been on Cal all year. I love Cal. I said they were the Cinderella. I said they were the Indiana of college football this year. Thank God that footage has not been leaked out, but they do have a couple big wins. I like Cal -3 against Stanford. I know it's a rivalry game, but Cal should win these guys by at least 7.
All right. Arkansas, Texas.
Yeah, Arkansas saw an interesting story. It looks like James Franklin was the guy they wanted. He said, no thanks. No thanks. He decided to not go to the Razorbacks and obviously join the Hokie, which looks like a big turkey. Makes sense. We got Thanksgiving coming up. And Texas. Has Texas quit? I mean, rumors were that Sarkisian had quit. I mean, that was the story that came out today. He says BS. Has Texas quit? I mean, Texas defensively should be able to shut Arkansas down. They should be able to win this game big. Question is there heart in it, knowing that they're basically out of the college football playoff? I still like Texas here, -9. Arkansas's not very good defensively. And offensively, I think they'll struggle against this defense as Texas shows up. If Texas shows up, they'll win by 14. If not, it could get interesting. I expect Texas to show up. I'll take Texas -9.
Yeah, Texas is still a great defense. Archie has obviously improved a lot throughout the season. Still not what people put the expectations for him yet. He's going to need another year or two in college football to see if he makes it to the pros. But big game here. I think Texas does show out for this one. They've played well against tough competition. They don't look great against some of the top teams, but against Arkansas, this should be easy. As far as Franklin going to Arkansas, though, that was not a fit at all. Anyways, that was like a long shot. And by the way, Virginia Tech, that's a homecoming for him. And here he knows how to recruit in that area. So that was like
Rome, easy. There's no reason to go to a middle of the road program in the SEC to try to rebuild your brand when you can go to the ACC where you can go from bottom to top in 1 year. James Franklin, say what you want. He might not be able to win the big games, but the guy's a smart guy. The guy is a smart guy, and he made the right choice. $229 million over the next 4 years invested in the program, or go to Arkansas where they're still living in the past there.
Yeah, it's not happening.
No, it's not a good job right now.
Not a good job. USC, Oregon.
Rome, you're saying you've been talking to people and hearing that they like USC. I came on Monday and I said I liked USC. I've been digging deep in this game. I don't know if I trust Lincoln Riley. I don't know if I trust DeAnthony Lynn in that defense. Oregon can run the ball. I haven't checked the weather in Eugene. Have you checked the weather in Eugene?
It's been raining all over the east or the west coast here, so I'm guessing there might be rain.
I mean, it rains in Oregon probably 150 days a year anyways. Let's see what we got. Eugene, Oregon weather. Forgot to check it here. Looks like no rain Saturday. I just don't trust Lincoln Riley and USC. I know USC's got a lot to play for. This things get interesting. If USC wins this game, do they knock Oregon out of the playoff and then present themselves in the playoff?
They do.
This is a playoff eliminator game.
Yeah.
I trust Dan Lanning. He's our age. He's a go-getter. Some guys are about clicks. Some guys are about victories. I think Lincoln Riley and USC is not there yet. I think the defense for Oregon is going to step up. I am worried about their outside press covers. USC has great wide receivers. Oregon is young on the perimeter with their corners. But I think they just run it down their throat, bully them. It's called bully ball. I like Oregon -9.5. I just don't trust USC to keep this one close.
Oregon covers.
I think Oregon covers. I'm going to go against the trend here.
Yeah, USC has struggled on the road early in the year. They did pick up a big win against Nebraska, which
I don't count that as a big win with Raiola going out. They're down 8. Nebraska was running it down their throat in that game. Iowa's run it down their throat. Unfortunately, Michigan couldn't run it down their throat in that game, but we were on USC that week. I just don't like USC's defense.
That game against Michigan, though, it was so weird. Michigan just did not look like Michigan that game. I don't know what the hell happened.
I think Michigan was too busy celebrating with Harbaugh over there at the Chargers practice facility, the old championship rings, because they didn't show up.
Dude, something happened. That game is weird, but yeah,
I just don't trust USC's run defense. They gave 21 points to Iowa last week in the first half.
I am not up on USC. They've gotten lucky escaping with some pretty big victories. They're like the Chicago Bears of college football. They've come out with some pretty big wins when they don't really necessarily deserve to. But, you know, this is football, right? The teams that can come out with those wins deserve to come out on top. And I don't know, man. Oregon has a lot to prove here. People are starting to doubt them because they're number 7. Nothing to scoff at, but they're treating them like a bottom 50 team.
I think Oregon's going to lose it as motivation. Oh, I mean, Oregon's only lost to Indiana. And look, they lost at home.
Treating them like they're like Missouri or like some other like first time in the top 25 team. You know,
I'd be curious to know when's the last time Oregon lost 2 home games in a season at Autzen Stadium there in Oregon. But here's the interesting thing. USC season's on the line. Are we talking about they went out, they're in? They get 2 Pac-12 foes. They get Oregon and UCLA. These are teams they're familiar with. It's not like they got to go to play a Big Ten team like a Wisconsin out there, 25 degrees, snow flurries. Interesting game. I just don't trust USC's run defense here. I think Oregon's going to rush for over 200 yards and just stick it to them. Pin them out of their misery. Give me the Ducks.
Nice. All right. Louisville, SMU.
Yeah, talk about a team that's that heartache. I mean, Louisville. Louisville's lost 3 games this year on home, I think, by like a total of 6 points. Some crazy number. Nothing's been worse for them. SMU's coming off a bye. Their coach signed that contract extension. They're coming off a win against Miami a few weeks ago. SMU's flying high. Louisville's not so much. I like SMU here, -2.5. Louisville... I don't know how you regroup from so many tough losses they had against Cal, against Clemson. Devastating, devastating losses at home. I like SMU here on a bye.
Neither
week
of these teams are ranked right now, right?
Let me see.
I don't think so. All right, so you got SMU?
Yeah, I like SMU. Neither team is ranked. They are receiving votes, but neither team is ranked. Currently, SMU would be ranked number 28. Louisville number 30, if we were going off the receiving votes rankings.
It's kind of tough, man, like in college football. We only ranked like the top 25, but when you look at like NFL, right? I'm doing a Power 8 rankings. That's the top 25%. Most people do top 15 rankings. And like if you were to do college football, like really, you should probably do like the top 40 rankings.
Currently, college football is doing, if you round up, 19%. There's 134 Division I teams. They're ranking 25. But they do give receiving votes to another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So they are kind of basically ranking a third of the league, but only the top 25 is what everybody's curious about.
Yeah. All right, Louisville, SMU favored by 2.5. That's what Aaron got. Last game? No. We got a few more games here. No, last game.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
Got a lot of bonus games that people want the action, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. I got a lot of games I like on the board this week.
Kentucky, Vanderbilt.
I like Kentucky here plus 9.5. Give me a little KFC chicken here leading up to Turkey Day, Rome. Freshman quarterbacks played well. For Kentucky, they just beat, I saw last week, Tennessee Tech. You want to know what Tennessee Tech's record was coming into that game, Rome? 10-0. They just beat a 10-0 team in Tennessee Tech, even though I don't know what league Tennessee Tech belongs to, if they're FBS, Division II, Division III, Division who gives a care about. But they did beat them, and they were 10-0. They whipped up on Florida 38-7 the week before. I love me some Vanderbilt. I like Vanderbilt to win, but I like Kentucky to cover. I think this is a grind out, tough, physical game. The Colonel will be all over this one. Give me Kentucky plus 9.5, and you can bet your a bucket of chicken on that one.
I had KFC the other day, and it was phenomenal. I still love the mashed potatoes and gravy. I got corn.
You like the biscuits too?
You know what? These son of a bitches gave me cornbread biscuits. It wasn't the regular biscuits. I was so pissed because
damn.
You know what? Like if I had like my dream scenario, man, it'd be like a nice, cute Southern girl with an accent, making me fried chicken, make me some buttermilk biscuits, mashed potatoes and gravy. Like I will do whatever the fuck she says. That's my dream scenario right there.
She's out there, Rome. You just gotta get some
every day.
You just gotta get some zeros in your bank account.
There's zeros in there, baby.
Yeah.
There's zeros.
Yeah, you gotta get some numbers in front of that zero, Rome.
There's definitely zeros in there, man. Believe me. All right.
They want to see some numbers in front of those zeros.
My life insurance policy has a lot of zeros.
Yeah. Well, hey, she'll keep feeding the colonel all day, brother.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to end up in like a double jeopardy situation where someone's trying to kill me to get to my life insurance.
Hey, double jeopardy, that guy made it out all right. He was still alive.
He did.
He just tried to frame his wife. Unfortunately, he can't do that one.
I've been trying to think about, like, how can I do that? All right. So any bonus games?
I'll give you some games I like. I mean, we're talking about Tulane. Tulane's in the playoff right now. I like Tulane -8 this weekend against Temple.
Nice.
So that's a bonus game I like. Nebraska on the Westgate +9.5. Why is Nebraska +9.5 at Penn State? Like, is Penn State like the number two ranked team in the country again?
Well, Nebraska lost their quarterback, and they've lost six recruits this past week.
I mean, recruits are guys that aren't on campus. I mean, Nebraska, yeah. I mean, Raiola's brother just decommitted to Nebraska. I don't know what that's all about. They've only got 9 commits in the current recruiting
class.
Why?
Because the freshman that just...
Yeah, he played pretty good.
Yeah, he looks good.
He played pretty good.
That's why he decommitted.
Look, he decommitted a little early. Everybody's looked good against UCLA except for a couple teams, all right? So let's not get too carried away here. But I like Nebraska this weekend. Plus, it's down to 8, 9.5, whatever you can get it at. Westgate had it at 9.5. I see it on 8 on my big board against Penn State. Nebraska should not be a touchdown or more underdog against Penn State. I'm sorry. That's just ridiculous.
Well, it's because Penn State had such a great showing against Indiana, man. They looked really good.
Yeah, but Nebraska looked really good against UCLA, and UCLA beat Penn State. So, you know, what's apples and oranges here? Give me Nebraska in that one, Rome.
All right.
Deion, he's safe at Colorado. I like Colorado +7 over Arizona State this weekend as well. Arizona State's about their quarter. Colorado +7 against Arizona State. Arizona State over Sam Levitt's out for the season. Their main wide receiver's likely out. They're coming off a 2-point win against West Virginia. This is a bye week for Colorado. The AD's said Deion is safe. Don't worry.
Why would he be in danger? Like, dude, I hate media. Media's dumb.
Yeah, I mean, college football media, you have a losing season, you're on the hot seat. So I do like Colorado +7 there. I'm not touching your UCLA versus Washington game, Rome. I don't like that one. I did have another game I did like. Let me see if I can find it here on the board. I think Jason loves Notre Dame this weekend. He sent that out 35 against Syracuse. But I like Kansas State. This team's been kicking my ass all year. I like Kansas State +17.5 against Utah. I know every time I've bet against Utah, they've just been sticking it to me. And every time I bet Utah, they've stuck it to me the wrong way too. But 17.5 is a lot against Kansas State. Too many points, in my opinion. Take the Wildcats, Rome. We used to play them all the time in NCAA football. No way they would lose this game by 17.5. That's what I'm basing it off of. Give me the Wildcats, Kansas State +17.5 against Utah.
NCAA 2002, I think. It was PlayStation. I killed it with them.
Yeah. So I like Kansas State this weekend against Utah +17.5. Too many points. Just too many points.
Yeah. Okay. I might like that one, actually. All right.
It will be probably my top 7.
Locks of the week.
Wow. Locks of the week. 0-3 last week, Rome. We're going to bounce back.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's the first time. I mean, we're guaranteed 2-1. I think we get back to 2-1 at least. Give me BYU. I'm going with the Mormon school here. BYU. They won't let me down. I went to church after that 0-3 ass whooping in the lock Saturday. BYU. I took them late Saturday night, the cash against TCU. They're not letting me down. I like them. Oklahoma, Sooner Boomer, baby. I like them here against Missouri, -7.5. And give me the chop chop. Give me the Gators, man. They're going to bite them Tennessee Vols in half. I'll take Florida +4 as a lock as well.
Wow. All right. BYU -2.5, Florida +4 at Tennessee, and Oklahoma -7.5 for Aaron's locks of the week, week 13. And he gave you 4 bonus games, which is usually you give us like 1 or 2, and you loaded us up this week.
I got a lot of games I like, Rome, because, I mean, here's the thing, Rome. Last week, games of the week wasn't great, but my games of the week that were not games of the week bonuses, I was like 11-6 overall in college football, so I just figured I'd release a lot of games I like this week since we're getting towards the end. Thanksgiving week, I don't know what our schedule is going to be like, how we're going to record and whatnot. People are going to be in turkey. We're getting towards the college football's finishing up. We got conference championships, bowl games, NFL,
that's
a
right.
lot we of wild to, stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it a day earlier, 2 days earlier.
I mean, Wednesday's basically college football, NFL picks for everybody.
Oh, man.
You know, it's a big Wednesday coming up for us. It's all a right. pot roast Wednesday, a turkey Thursday, and then enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Exactly. All right. Any final comments?
No, Rome. I mean, I liked your story about getting yourself a Southern girl to cook some biscuits and gravy. I could use some for these games of the week. Watch, I could use a Southern girl for some biscuits and gravy on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, dude.
We've got some good football lined up.
Got some good football. I could eat cornbread and biscuits and gravy all day.
Man, cornbread with some good melted butter on it.
Oh, my God. Mm. You know, the one thing about KFC, though, when I had it, I totally forgot how salty it is. It's like my heart felt like it was going to stop at when I had like 4 pieces of chicken. I'm just like, fuck, dude.
You get the regular chicken? Because now they got that honey barbecue, right? There have been commercials for it. I've seen.
Don't change it up, dude. I don't like new flavors.
You like the original?
I do like the original. I like the crispy. I don't know what they gave me. It was like a mix. But that's the Bay Area here.
Yeah, you got the corn, mashed potatoes,
coleslaw. Coleslaw was like a little sweeter than I remembered, but my taste buds are also changing. I just don't want as sweet as sweet things anymore.
Yeah, well, what is here? Taste buds change what every 10 years. I don't know. I still love me 7. Some good sweet pickles, man.
Sweet pickles are disgusting.
I love a sweet pickle, man.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Put that on some grilled cheese with some ham.
All right. Ooh, yeah, ooh. No.
That's a good lunch with some tomato soup.
Oh, my
God. My grandma always hooked me up with that.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Every time I remember as a kid going over, first thing, hey, you hungry? Boom. Hooking it up right off the bat, 15 minutes in, there it was on the table.
Yeah.
Nowadays you can't even pay for that service. Even if you buy it a house, life insurance policy, Rome, like you, still can't even get that. Nope. Times are tough, man. Times are tough.
Times are tough. All right, well, I'll do it. Looks like New York might escape with a win here against Dallas Mavericks. They came back from behind. There's like 6 seconds left. I'm trying to watch. I was kind of surprised that Dallas might win this one. Davis on the trading block. Last play here.
Yeah, I was watching that. I was watching a little bit of college hoops. I saw, I was watching Illinois versus Alabama college hoops. I didn't realize, was it Pedro Stojakovic from the Kings? His son plays for the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Oh, yeah, pretty good player. Pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he transferred out of Cal. Yeah. So he was up in your area, Rome.
He was in Cal. Yeah.
So I was watching him. He's pretty good. I liked what I saw. I think he's going to get to the NBA. Got better handles than his father. I don't know if he's such a great shooter, but he's got more mix of a game.
Stojakovic was really good, though.
I don't want to get into how the Kings got robbed of those titles, but
they did not get robbed, dude.
I mean, gosh.
You watch that game again, it's... Don't even see it.
Hey, GT told me a story, man. He was flying home. One of the NBA referees was on the flight. True story. He asked him, hey, you know, how do you guys referee these games? And he just said, basically, our job's to keep it close. That's it. Keep it close. And they determine the outcomes of games.
That's ridiculous, dude. I'm not buying that story. story.
That's a true story from GT. I don't know if he'll come on the air and say it, but that's what he told me.
I love that.
Our job is to control the pace and keep it close, G. That's end quote. Probably the most rigged game I've ever seen in NBA playoff history.
It's not the
six.
Most rigged.
God,
game. Look
that
at
one stung.
OKC game with the free throw merchant. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they get a lot of SGH, James Harden, all these guys get a lot of free throws. Luka gets a ton of free throws too.
Not really.
We'll see with LeBron. I mean, a lot of people jumping on the Lakers bandwagon again.
They looked good last night.
Everybody looks good against Utah.
Yeah.
I like JJ Redick. I like what he's doing, but I don't trust the Lakers in the playoffs against the elite teams. They're just not good defensively.
Man. It's a work in progress, man. We're only 15 games in.
Yeah. I think we'll be saying the same thing once for 75 games in.
Yeah. Ooh. Brunson.
Austin Reeves, man. $240 million man. I mean, that's his market.
I'm having less sympathy for athletes with these big contracts. I'm not going to have any sympathy. Don't care.
Well, I don't know if he's going to take the 240, but I think he's going to get 220, 225 from the Lakers if they want to pay him, and I think they will.
Dude, the way he was playing the other night, even with LeBron and Luka killing it, like he's still...
Reeves is averaging 28 points a game right now.
He's just...
No, Reeves is good.
He's like legitimately like turning another... page, and I'm just like, what the hell?
Look, I like Reeves, but against the elite guards in this league, he's not at that level. And we saw that against Ant Edwards in the playoffs. We'll see it against SGA if he gets there that far.
I would not call Edwards a guard. I think he's more of a forward, but yeah.
He does play elite players. He does play point, but he is built big. He's built differently than a lot of guys in the league. That Reeves is good. Yeah. I mean, but... are the Lakers going to invest in basically an all-white backcourt in Reeves Luka? I don't know if any
that's what it's looking
all
like.
Backcourt has won an NBA title, at least in our generation.
Tres Leches, that's what they're calling them. The Tres Leches group.
I wouldn't want to be called that. I would definitely not patent that nickname.
It's a good cake, dude. You like Tres Leches? It's cow's milk, goat's milk, and whatever the third milk is.
Yeah, well, I got the third milk hanging, if you catch my drift.
All right. That'll do it. College Games of the Week for Week 13. Catch Aaron's Locks. Some bonus games. We'll put this on the socials and YouTube. And
anybody hitting you back up on the socials? Any more hate? I know you're getting some lack of love for having the Rams number one in your power ranking over the Niners. I think that kind of dissipated over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I do want to put the Niners back in, but we'll see after another week or so. But I think I'm going to post that up now. I was trying to get some clips out. It's just I'll just put out the rankings right now and then our updated against the spread contest, which I think is like our third time all getting above 500.
That's the goal, man. Get everybody above 500 because everybody's happy. I mean, I haven't been this happy about the NFL going into a week in a while.
I was such an unroll though. I was leading everything for like 4 weeks and then just had 2 out of 3 weeks just tanked it.
Rome, you bounced back from a 3-10 to a 7-6-1. That's a good bounce back.
Yeah.
That's what you needed.
Yeah, no.
You also had a 3-9 mixed in there for a couple weeks before that. Well, so you had some rough stretch.
Well, that's why I need like the beginning of the season, you know, like follow up like the first like 5-9 weekend with a couple 9-6s.
This is a tough weekend coming up in the NFL. It's got some tough games this week, I think.
It's pretty tough.
So we'll see. A lot of guys questionable, a lot of high spreads. I think we mentioned, 6-7 games, at least almost a touchdown or more in the NFL. I mean, I'm hoping we get back in college. I think we're going to have a good week in college this week. The group is in the Westgate as we finish down with the 2 weeks left in that. Feeling good about some of these games. So we'll see what happens.
I've had a decent year in college football.
Yeah. I think we've been right on with a lot of our predictions early in the year.
Yeah. Now, there's a couple of games I would take back, games I wish I would have took instead, you know, but I feel pretty good about my picks.
Yeah. So you got 2 this week. Jason's got 2. I've got 3. And yeah.
All right. Cool. That'll do it. Source on the sofa. Just Aaron and I on today's episode. Jason will join us back for NFL Lions tomorrow, which will be out on the Tube and our podcast platforms on Friday. Be sure to follow us, like, and subscribe. We are out.